Now, on the line, I have Professor Diarmaid O'Donoghue, Clinical Director of Bowel Screen. Good morning, Professor O'Donoghue. How are you?
I'm good, Michael. Thank you.
I was looking at some stats there, and bowel cancer is the second biggest killer. Around 1,000 lives are lost every year. But it's one of the most preventable cancers. Maybe could you just bring us through the bowel screen process?
I could indeed. As you say, it's a very important cancer, and if caught early, it has an excellent cure rate. And it also has a pre-malignant phase. So if you can detect that, so-called adenomatous polyps, you might even prevent it. So what this test does, Michael, is looks for traces of minute traces of blood in the stool that we pass. And so Bowel Screen are offering this free test. It's a home test for everybody between the age of 60 and 69. So if you're in that age range, we'll be on our radar, and we will contact you, or a nurse from here will contact you. And if you agree to participate, you will be sent this free kit. Now, this kit could not be easier. It comes, it's a little tube with a stick in the middle of it, and you take the stick out, you pop it, just put it barely into the stool, put it back in the container, put it in a little plastic bag, and all you do is write your name and the date of the sample. You put it in a stamped, you put it in an already addressed envelope, a free post, and you send it back to this laboratory. And within 10 to 20 days, you will get the news whether it's positive or negative. Now, about 4% will be positive, and of course, 96% will be negative. If you're negative, you might well be asked to do that. You will be offered the test again in 2 years' time, because these lesions don't always bleed. If you're positive, you'll be offered a colonoscopy in one of 14 accredited units. And there you may well find that you have nothing serious, or you may have polyps, or you may indeed have a tumour. And the good news was in the first round of the bowel screen, nearly two-thirds of the cancers we detected were very early. In fact, some were removed just by the colonoscopist. And of course, we found a lot of people with polyps. So it's a really good test. It's a very simple test, and it's done in the privacy of your own home. So that is really a summary of it, Michael.
I have to say, under a different scheme, about 2010, 2011, I went through that process and went through and was called in and was found to have some polyps, had them removed. And I have to tell you that it was such a seamless process, wasn't uncomfortable at all. And I actually felt that, as you know, there's before you go in for the what do they call it,
colonoscopy.
You have to be cleared out, shall we say, and you take clear prep or one of those things, and once you have that done, I have to say I felt absolutely brilliant.
So Michael, you'd also agree with me that the little home test is very simple, isn't it?
Of course,
that is the screening test for the vast majority of people. The vast majority don't even need to have a colonoscopy.
Absolutely nothing to it whatsoever. Yeah. And I had some polyps removed in 2010, and I was back then a couple of years ago just for another, to check up, as they say, and all clear. So, and there's nothing to it. It's not that uncomfortable. It's a terrible thing to say. It's actually quite enjoyable. Yeah. I know that sounds strange, but it is, and it gives you peace of mind.
It does. It does indeed.
But
now, one of the problems we do have, and one of the reasons we're pleased to be kind of talking today, is that only about 40% or a little over 40% of people are taking up this test. And as you might expect, the men are not as good as the women. So what we're doing is encouraging all your listeners who know of people or who may be in the age range to make sure that they avail of this test when it comes.
And at the moment, the age range is between 60 to 69. Is that correct?
That's right. But we hope that by maybe 2021, that we will be able to expand that to 55 to 74. So that would be a further improvement.
That would be great, because when I went in, I was just about 50. When hear all those little cogs going in people's brains, they're working out what age I am. But I was just about 50 when I had it done first. So I know in your screening process it's 60 to 69, but I would be out there saying to anybody, when if they're getting checkups done or things like that at a younger age, make sure you get that done as well. No reason why you shouldn't.
Yeah. And the other thing to say, Michael, is if anybody wants to check if they're on the register, we think we have all of our 60 to 69 population on the register, but sometimes there can be errors in it. All anybody's got to do is go online to bowelscreen.ie or literally ring the free phone 1-800 45 45 55 and they will be immediately told if they're on the register, and if not, they will be put on it.
Now, to start thinking about preventative measures, what can people do to, shall we say, for good bowel health?
Yes, well, some very simple things are probably good for one's heart as well, but certainly things like a good healthy diet, and by that I mean a diet that has plenty of fruit and vegetables and fibre in it, plenty of physical exercise. Nothing excessive, just good exercise. One very important thing is avoiding being considerably overweight. There's definitely a correlation between the kind of big fat tummy and the incidence of colorectal cancer. And just general advice, and not smoking, not drinking to excess, and all of these things will reduce the risk. Doesn't make it zero, obviously, but they are confounding factors. And obviously then, if you have symptoms, to report them early. And the symptoms will be things like passing blood through the back passage on a regular basis for a few weeks. I mean, no, I don't mean just the occasional passing. A definite change in bowel habit, new onset crampy abdominal pain that doesn't settle. Those type of things, you should go and see your GP.
And for somebody like me, who's had polyps removed, what are the polyps actually?
Well, there are various types of polyps, but the most common polyp that we're interested in is a thing called an adenomatous polyp. Now, that's just a way of describing what the particular polyp looks like under the microscope. Because what we know is that the vast majority of cancers start in these little benign polyps that can be literally, as in your case, nipped off. Now, not all polyps by any means become cancers, but we think all the cancers may start as polyps. So someone like yourself who has been found to have polyps and have them removed and may well, you know, have a checkup every now and again to make sure there's no more, we think that your chance of getting bowel cancer is close to zero. So that's what those polyps are.
Well, I have to say, that's that makes me feel very good. Because, to be honest, I would have at the time that I went to for to have them removed, I had no idea there was anything there. I had no symptoms. I had nothing.
No, that's right. That's a very good point. That's what we're after, because we have found in some research we've done that some people don't take up this offer because they feel so well, and of course that's the whole point. We want to find these polyps or early cancers when they have no symptoms, because that's when they can be cured or prevented.
And of course, when you do go in for the colonoscopy, it's quite a simple process. As I said, I mentioned about you do the clear out in advance. You then you don't eat for a few hours in advance, and then it only takes kind of half a day. You go in, you register yourself in and so forth, but it only takes a few hours.
Straightforward indeed. Yeah, and as I say, for half the people who have this positive test, we usually find something important and treatable.
Dr. O'Donoghue, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope we have allayed any fears for anybody out there who hasn't taken up the opportunity to go for screening. But maybe if you could just give a little bit of information there of where people can get information on bowel screening and check that they're on the register.
Yes, as I said, it's just, you can go online and it's literally bowelscreen.ie, or there's a free phone which is 1-800-45-45-55, and either of those ways you'll be able to find out if you're on the register.
And let's hope for this, make it this awareness month, that we can make more people aware of it and how easy and preventable this is, and that we can reduce that number of 1,000 lives being lost every year.
Yes, that is the aim. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you very much, Doctor, or Professor. Sorry, I keep calling you Doctor. Professor O'Donoghue. Give you your proper title.
Take care.
All the best. Slán leat.